Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Nobody at home can see what's going on right now, but Max had a limp mic.
True. Mike won't stand up.
There you go. You got it.
It's amazing. Hey, it's amazing.
Somebody get this mic under control.
It's amazing what age will do to you.
It's an old mic. It's an old mic, not what it used to be.
This guy's some creep.
Someone needs to market something that could help this microphone. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Your smart speakers. By the way, you say play ESPN, we're right there. If you download the podcast, we get credit for that, which I like very much. It's a great job. It's not really work. It pays very well, but it could always pay better, Jay.
It does.
More podcast downloads.
Harry, I got to ask you a question, because just on that lead-in, right, hearing all this stuff about I feel like, you know, Green Bay has enough because they have number 12. They got Aaron Rodgers. Like, are people being remiss the fact that a five-time Pro Bowler and Davante Adams – is no longer there? Like, we talk about Gronk.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Okay. I got to go there.
Green Bay has enough, because not only do they have number 12, but they have Jen Latta, co-host Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin. What's up, Jen?
Man, I must really like y'all. I must be thinking us morning people have to stick together, because I wrapped up my College Game Day feature shoot at 12:45 this morning, and here I am hanging out with you guys at 6 a.m.
Okay, Jen.
Oh, that's why we love you,
Jen. That's a commitment.
That is commitment. Is that the kind of commitment the Packers are going to have? What do you think? What's your outlook for the Packers this season, Jen?
Yeah, I think for the first time in a long time, guys, the word that I'm hearing a lot of surrounding the Packers is uncertainty. And I know there's been a lot of oxygen devoted to the situation at wide receiver, but it goes even further than that on the offensive side of the ball. Because what are they going to do at tight end? Robert Tonyan is still coming off an ACL injury. The options there with Josiah DeGuara, who has, you know, he has had a tough row. He was drafted, and then there was COVID. He had a knee injury. He's made some mental errors that have made people question whether or not he can be the guy to step in Tonyan's absence. And then you've got a shuffle on the offensive line. I mean, it's strange that we still don't know if David Bakhtiari is going to be healthy enough to start the season and protect Aaron Rodgers' blind side. There's also Elgton Jenkins, who suffered an ACL injury on the offensive line. So there'll be some pieces moving around to start the year there as well. So, like, the one constant, the one thing you can be certain of is Aaron Rodgers. But who's he going to throw the ball to? Who's going to pick up that almost 1,600 yards that Davante Adams had? So, look, it could be a really big year for the running backs and Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Hilariously, people always think that Aaron Jones was the leading rusher last year for Green Bay, but it was actually A.J. Dillon who nudged him out there at the end of the season. So uncertainty on the offensive side of the ball. Meanwhile, defensively, guys, they could have one of the best secondaries in the NFC. They could have one of the best defensive lines in the NFC. So I think that's why you're hearing people like our own Mina Kimes really bolster up, really talk up that defense, because it seems to be the game plan right now. We don't know what we have on offense, but we are working hard to build that defense so it can carry the team at least for some time.
And, Jen, I'll say from a run game perspective in the running back room, 2000, and I believe it was 20, I remember when Jamal Williams was there and they had him and Aaron Jones in at the same time, and they'll go two backs, but they would flex a guy like Aaron Jones, put him outside, let him run some hitches, which you run up five or 6 yards, quarterback put it on you. He would run slants, go routes, line up in the slot, run 5 or 6 yards shallow routes across the football field. Do you see the Green Bay Packers going some two back sets this year and doing a lot more of what they did with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams?
Certainly could, Harry, because you have a strength there. You have two guys who can tote the rock. And as you mentioned, Aaron Jones is really good in the passing game as well. You know, I don't know if Aaron Jones can have a season bigger than he had in 2019. I believe he had almost 1,600 all-purpose yards. I think like 19 touchdowns that season. I don't know if he can eclipse that. But the way that this offense is constructed, he could come close. if they decide to tweak things, if they decide, and look, we know this, the NFL is always, how can we surprise our opponents before our opponents surprise us, right? And then it's everybody trying to keep up with the Joneses. So literally the Joneses here if the Green Bay Packers decide they want to ride him this season.
Jen Latta joining us here, co-hosts of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jen, how much pressure is on Aaron Rodgers? I love this. I love these type of questions. Like the pressure on Aaron Rodgers, considering he went through all this stuff to get his contract, losing Devontae Adams, having a lot of question marks around this offense. How much of the load can he carry for this team this season?
I think it just depends on how much pressure he's putting on himself. And we've talked about this before, guys. The perception of Aaron Rodgers in Wisconsin and even beyond doesn't change, right? The one thing that is the knock on him is the playoff performances. But you ask anybody who knows about football or doesn't know about football, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That doesn't change Aaron Rodgers' legacy. Would he like to get another Super Bowl? Absolutely. And I'm of the belief that if he does get one, he is deucing, sayonara, riding off into the sunset, never to be heard from again in Green Bay. Like, that's just what I think. I think he wins that title, brings the Lombardi back to title town, and he's like, that's it. I'm out. I'm retiring. I'm done. I've done everything I need to do. But the more pressure for him is going to be, can he evolve as a teammate? Because he is notorious for being incredibly hard on his receivers. He's notorious for guys make a mistake. He's gesturing wildly. He's showing his frustration, you know. And I think with this young group of wide receivers, you're going to have to show a little more patience. You know, it's like I say to my four-year-old, practice your patience. You know, because mistakes are going to be made out there with these guys, and it's how can you help them along? How can you guide them along so that that learning curve is as small as possible? That's where I think the pressure is on Aaron Rodgers to be a leader on this team, not just from a production standpoint, but from a, I'm going to help you be the best quickly and not get on you and discourage you early on.
Jen, what you just mentioned, that's also why I think the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur, I think they're going to lean a lot more this year on the run game, because when you look at the baseline of this Shanahan offense, it's predicated off the run game and the run being successful. Now, in saying that, I also believe that they're going to bank a lot more on their defense. And you brought up that defense. When you look at their defensive line, you look at Clark, you look at Rashawn Gary, Reed, Preston Smith, you look at the linebackers. I think one of the biggest additions that they had last year was a guy named Devondre Campbell. And what he was able to do for him, they drafted Quay Walker. They drafted Devontae Wyatt. You mentioned this secondary, Rasul Douglas, not related by any means to me, but Rasul Douglas. You think about how they got him last year and what kind of football he was able to play. I think this Green Bay team and Joe Barry, their defensive coordinator, they're going to lean a lot more on their defense and their run game to be successful until those young receivers come up to the standards of Aaron Rodgers.
It's a great point, Harry. And listen, if Rasul Douglas showed up to the Harry Douglas family reunion, you wouldn't kick him out, right?
Sure
you'd let him stay.
That's
right. I just want to make sure that you're not, you don't get the velvet rope at the Harry Douglas family reunion. Rasul would be allowed in. Yeah, and listen, last year that secondary, which was really good, especially in coverage, they didn't have Jair Alexander, right? Now he's got that big contract. But I said this earlier, defensively, I think that they could be the best secondary in the NFC. I know Tampa Bay fans will probably want to argue with me about that because they've got some talent there as well. But Green Bay was so good last year, and not having Jair Alexander, you got to think guys like Rasul Douglas, like Eric Stokes, will only be made better if Jair is out there with him.
The great Jen Latta, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin. So, Jen, it's always great when you jump on. Before we let you go, I got to ask you one question. You said if he wins, he rides off into the sunset, never to be heard from again in Green Bay. What if he doesn't? How much longer do you think the horizon is?
God, what a good question. Yeah, I mean, I don't see it going beyond the current structure of his contract just because of the way that they put the money in there, right? Like, it would really hurt the team. Of course, you can always restructure. We've seen that over and over again. If they don't, I don't know. I just think he's getting tired of all the other stuff. I think he still loves playing the game. I think he still loves the teammates and the camaraderie and the locker room. But you're seeing, you know, a guy who used to show up regularly, habitually during the off-season workouts is kind of like, nah, man, I'll see you when I see you, right? We expect to see him, obviously, for mandatory training camp. But I think the other stuff is just starting to be a grind for Aaron Rodgers. So I'm not sure how much longer he wants to carry those responsibilities. He has talked about being the face of the franchise and what it takes. You know, it took a lot of flack earlier this summer when he didn't show up as much as people thought he should have with that new look wide receiver core. So I think at some point he just wants to explore other things. You know, at one point we thought maybe get married, start a family. I think those are things that he does want to check off his bucket list. So I think, you know, the NFL has been his priority for a very, very long time, guys. So I can't imagine him staying under center for 3 more years. I can't imagine it going beyond that.
Thanks, Jen. Great to talk to you. That is Jen Latta, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Wisconsin. Keyshawn.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jen.
Keyshawn, J. Will. I never know how to say goodbye because I say goodbye and now I'm moving on. And then the other person wants to say goodbye too, but it's awkward. And do you wait for them to do it or you just move it on?
Yeah, you wait for them to say goodbye.
Who asked you,
such
Jen?
In a rush.
Yeah.
I am in a rush. That's right.
Slow down, Max.
We're up against it. Let's go. Get us to break.
I want to honk. I got to lean on my horn.
Let's go, Max. Let's go.
Light flash the lights. That's
boop, 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 boop. Right. Boop, boop, boop.
How likely is it that Gronk comes out of retirement at some point this season? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. ESPN app, ESPN2. Download the podcast. Diana Russini with us, guys. ESPN NFL reporter. Diana, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Oh, great to be here.
You are all camera ready, smiling like you've been up for hours.
But can I say
that's one thing
I love about Diana is because she always has this massive smile on her face. Yeah. Her energy is always on 100. Diana, I love it. I got to let you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. I'm happy to be here. I love this show. That's probably why. I had a lot of coffee, but I also happen to like Max a lot. So this is good.
To be fair,
this is good. Let's talk some ball.
Why do you always treat me like Skip? What, am I not on the show?
Who is
LeBron.
Is Green filling in today? Who is that?
Jeez, this is every time. It's Keyshawn. He's so nice. Max, so I get nothing. I get
Keyshawn,
nothing.
Someone, and Max.
I compliment her every time. I say, hey, nice hair. I love the hair.
It's like the playground. It's like the playground, you know? The one you're mean to and you push down in the ground, that's the one you like
that's
the most.
One.
I just
like
that.
I got to
play
together.
A little hard to get with you, Jay.
Diana beating you in the head with that game. Oh, my God.
All day long, spitting facts.
Diana, how surprised are you that the Niners are letting, or let me rephrase, what do you think about the Niners? The fact that they're letting Jimmy G look for a trade.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all, because they've actually been allowing that, so to speak. Don Yee, his agent, has been working behind the scenes, talking to teams. And I know that's not the most formal way they do it, but usually when there are trade talks involved, or at least we know that's going to happen, the agent is on the phone doing his own digging on the side anyway. So, you know, we've known for weeks, almost months now. Actually, it's actually been months that Don Yee has been part of this. So it's not shocking to me that, that this is happening. It just got out at this point. And it also tells me that this is the Niners, allowing this information to get out there, also as a way of saying, like, we're really trying to make this trade happen. We're trying to do this. We need, we may need some help from the agent, coercing some teams here to make this happen. So I still think, though, and I also know just from talking to some sources around the league yesterday about the situation involving Jimmy, that there's no team ready to bite right now, that there's going to be some patience here. And everyone just kind of wants to see how camp is going to be laid out. And we'll see if any quarterback either underperforms or gets injured, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're probably also waiting to see that shoulder. I mean, right? Like, they want to make sure he's healthy, I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, Max, let's go back to Indy before they traded for Matt Ryan. They had a little bit of interest. I don't want to say a lot. They were flirting a little bit with the Niners, possibly bringing in Jimmy, knowing that they were moving on from Carson Wentz, or at least they wanted to. And the reason why they were not all in was they wanted to have an offseason with Jimmy G under center, working out with the team. They believed that offseason program was so crucial with him coming to a new team, learning a new offense. So, yes, the shoulder is definitely a big part, but he is expected to be back throwing and feeling good by mid to late August, from what I was told.
So, Diana, with that being said, which team do you see is the best fit for Jimmy G? Where do you think he's going to land?
So, what I automatically do, and I think what a lot of people do here, is you take a look at where he's had success, right? So, he's had tons of success with the Kyle Shanahan offense and how the 49ers did it. And, obviously having a really good run game is going to be important. And there are some rumors, some talk here in the New York area that the New York Giants were sniffing it out, kind of seeing what's going on there. I spoke with a league source last night that's close to the Giants, and I did not get the feel. So just from the reporting side of it, I did not get the feeling that they are in on Jimmy, but I get it. I get why Jimmy G would be fantastic with the New York run game and now a rebuilt offensive line. Obviously, Brian Daboll being the head coach, Joe Shane, the GM here, really trying to build something. And look, they're in on Daniel Jones because they've got to be. He's the guy here. But when you start to really take a look at it, would you rather have Daniel Jones, or would you rather have Jimmy G? And I probably should just pose this question to my guy, Max. What would you rather?
Look, the bottom for the Giants, and Harry and I were talking about this off mic this morning. For the Giants, they're not like knocking on the door. Jimmy G's the kind of guy you're knocking on the door like, you think you just need a quarterback, and that's the, but I will say this. My whole perception of the Giants, Diana, would change if Jimmy G were the quarterback. They've revamped the offensive line in the draft and in free agency. Saquon is getting healthy. So all of a sudden, if Jimmy G is the quarterback of that team, you start considering, wait a minute, are they totally out of the NFC East? He makes a difference.
Yeah, and let's not downplay that Wink is taking over the defense there, right? He comes from Baltimore. They do a lot of exotic things. And look, there's going to be a learning curve, right? It's going to take a minute. Wink Martindale's not going to be walking into the New York Giants defense and going, all right, we look like the Ravens now. It's going to take some time because he does things a little differently than they have in New York in the past. So, we got to give them a beat there to figure it out. But that's obviously another check in the corner of why the Giants could be successful. And I see why you would want Jimmy G. But to your point, though, the idea of knocking on the door, that makes the most sense in terms of a team that's close. They're going to be the type of team that's going to want to, A, pay that kind of money, give up those picks, because Jimmy's costly. Jimmy's going to cost you a lot of money because, you know, we don't know how much the Niners are going to be willing to take on in terms of his, in terms of his contract, like we saw in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Remember, Baker could not get moved because Cleveland wanted nothing to do with his deal. And in the end, you know, everyone kind of had to give a little and it worked out. And now he's in Carolina. But we're not sure how much the Niners are willing to do that. And we all know they probably want nothing to do with it. They probably not going to want to take on any of it, or maybe just a partial piece of it. So, yeah, look, I can't wait to be talking to you guys in August because I have a feeling by then, you know, Jimmy G's going to be in some new colors. Although there are people out there, there are people at our network who think it's smart for Jimmy G to stay in San Francisco, knowing injuries, issues with learning, perhaps Trey Lance doesn't have a good camp. Oh, my gosh. Best insurance policy in the world. Jimmy Garoppolo's here. I personally just don't think that could work. You can't have a locker room. And I've covered so many teams, actually, in my career that have had situations very similar where you had a starting quarterback, you had a guy behind him. I'll even go back to my days in Washington with Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins, right? Remember how weird and dicey that was? You had Kirk Cousins, who you knew that some of the guys in the organization wanted to see out there. You had Robert Griffin III, the rookie of the year. You had all these dynamics, and it just made it very difficult in that team locker room because it was like, who is the guy? And if Trey Lance has got Jimmy G breathing down his neck, or perhaps, you know, after the first interception he throws, you know, the Niners fans are up on their feet booing him, cheering for Jimmy, it could get, in my opinion, I think it just makes it very difficult from the cultural side of all of this for this football organization.
ESPN NFL reporter and expert on everything in life, Diana Rossini, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. We saw Gronk yesterday on GMA, you know, pretty much saying that he is done playing football, that he's having fun in retirement. Do you think there's still a chance that Gronk could come out of retirement if he gets that call from Tom Brady?
All right, so, you know, his girlfriend Camille comes out. She was walking in the Sports Illustrated runway show, and she's like, I'm an honest woman. I'm not going to lie. I don't think he's done. And, you know, I, first of all, anytime you start anything with, you know, I'm an honest person, if you have to claim that, you're probably a liar.
Oh, God. That's a whole other segment.
I love Camille, so I don't mean it that way. That is a whole other segment.
Honest Jay Will wouldn't lie to you.
That being said, I know. Honestly, guys, let me be honest with you. I love Jay Will. I just love him. no, look, Camille knows something, right? And it's funny because this has been boiling up, and I know everybody wants to know, is this really it for Gronk? So I reached out to a really high-ranking source in Tampa Bay this morning, and I just sent a text, like, can you clear this for me? You know, what are you guys doing? What's the plan? And he wrote back, you know, we got to take a look at our depth, and we got to see with what we got, and all we can do is take Gronk's word, right? So that says to me, they're buying what Gronk is selling here. Do I think the door is shut? No, I don't think it's, I think it's very difficult to believe that Gronk is really dumb. But I can tell you that the Bucs are operating from here on out until perhaps maybe Tom gives you know, Rob a call that you know, Rob Gronkowski is a retired Buccaneer.
Diana, Gronk has been pillow talking in his bed. He cannot be pillow talking like this. Fellas, stop pillow talking at home with your ladies. Do not pillow talk. Because information
is not possible.
It's the
pillow talk is
rule.
Pillow talk. That's why it's, if you want something to stay a secret, rule. You don't say it.
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah, pillow talk is how everything gets around.
That's why you don't pillow talk.
You can't. You cannot pillow talk. I've learned that years ago.
If you talk to Diana's husband, you know that she's not crazy about Jay.
You've been in love before, Di.
Talk to Diana's husband, and he'll tell you, yeah, she's not crazy about you. He's
well, it says on her title, look, ESPN NFL reporter, NFL Live, Sunday NFL Countdown contributor, and loves Jay Williams. So, I mean, if it says it on TV, it says it. That's where it is
once
in real life.
Once it's on TV, it must be true. That is the great
Have you ever been in love, Jay?
Oh, Di, that's a whole other block. Let's go down that lane.
ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire.
Next week.
Thanks, Diana.
All right, Di.
See, now the
to
one
be
time,
honest, I love you guys.
Right, the one time I wait for someone to say goodbye, they don't say goodbye. That's
she
why
said
I don't
goodbye.
Do
she said,
well,
to be honest,
a long,
I love you guys.
Pause. That's what I'm talking about.
It's called a delay. That's all.
You know what a delay is? I just said pause. You know what a delay
it's like a 1 second delay.
Is Derrick Henry still the best running back in the NFL? That's what I want to know. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key today, ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. The Tennessee Titans.
A.J. Brown, the ruggedness and physical style is what Mike Vrabel likes. You always hate when you lose one of your best players, so it definitely upset him.
Ryan Tannehill, who the team was clearly disappointed by. Tennessee dipped its toes into the Aaron Rodgers waters. It dipped its toes into the Deshaun Watson waters. And when it couldn't get a deal done, it turned back to Ryan Tannehill, but still drafted Malik Willis.
I have no problem with Malik, and we're competing against each other. I don't think it's my job to mentor him.
Hey, I said SportsCenter is presented I told people to visit progressive.com. It's progressivecommercial.com. Visit progressivecommercial.com.
Big Pun.
I don't want to be a player.
God, Big Pun was lethal. So good.
Big what? Pun was lethal. Big Pun was before his time, man.
When you talk about the best lyricists ever, he's got to be on the list.
Man, I've talked to Fat Joe about this multiple times. You know, listening to Fat talk about Big Pun and how he just changed the landscape.
Yep.
Like,
you know who he was, really?
A Latin rapper, too.
You know who he was,
man?
as an MC? He was like a version of Cool G Rap 2.0. He's like the next, if you could trace lineage of guys, he had like a lot of G Rap in him. So Madden has Derrick Henry listed as the top rated running back. Harry, is Derrick Henry still the best running back in the NFL?
Hail to the yes.
Yes.
There's hands down no question. And when you look at a guy like Derrick Henry, man, I look at the times early on in his career, seeing his growth, him and DeMarco Murray being in the backfield at the same time, but then him flourishing into the starter, the guy being the man. 2019, this is a guy who rushed for over 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, right? And in that same year, I seen him in one playoff appearance, not just one playoff game, but the entire appearance that season, have 182 yards versus a Bill Belichick defense. Have 195 yards versus the Baltimore Ravens, who were the number one seed at that time, and win and get the Tennessee Titans to an AFC championship game. So you fast forward to 2020, he goes for over 2,000 yards, right? So you go to 2021, in 8 games, he rushed for over 900 yards in 8 games last year and 10 touchdowns. If he would not have got hurt, J. Will and Max.
Another 2,000-yard season, maybe?
Another 2,000-yard season, and he would have won MVP.
Mm. If he winds up with over 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns, there's a chance he does. There's a chance.
He was going over two racks.
So he 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns,
so,
could you imagine?
According to Madden running back ratings, right? Ratings. Yep. Derrick Henry, number one. Tied for second, Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey. For Jonathan Taylor.
But see, I don't know how they have Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey played 7 games last year.
I'm with you.
See, like, I don't
but
understand.
When that dude is healthy.
But
when he's healthy. But like, we get into it's like when
Alvin
AD
Kamara?
Is healthy.
Where's Alvin Kamara? Kamara?
I also feel like.
Where's Dalvin Cook?
Well, Dalvin Cook is.
Guys, can I also mention Saquon
Dalvin Cook
Barkley.
Is 5.
Whatever you want to say Dalvin about.
That's still too low.
Hold on, Max. I was going to make a point. Like, I really do feel like Jonathan Taylor in his second year is on his way to being tied for second.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Like, but I feel like it's a name that people just gloss over. Like, you know, if
they shouldn't, though.
I don't think they should at all. I mean, look, Henry produced 744 yards rushing in his second season. Didn't break the 1,800-yard mark, right, until his fifth season. Taylor did all that in his second season.
Yeah, he took over from when he was healthy. He took over from Henry. When Henry got hurt, Jonathan Taylor was Derrick Henry.
Well,
he
can do it a little bit better in the pass game, too.
Mm-hmm. More versatile.
Jonathan Taylor.
May I throw a name into this mix?
With Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
May I throw a name into this mix? He doesn't block well, and people say he doesn't run between the tackles, and he hasn't been healthy. However, as a rookie behind the worst offensive line in the game and no quarterback, Saquon Barkley had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 15 touchdowns. What Derrick Henry just did, what he might have done.
I
get it. But
I love Saquon.
Well, that's why I have an issue
the
with
only
Christian
question
McCaffrey
is,
being there.
Same
because
here.
Of the last two, the injuries the last 2 years.
But the two that I would want, if they were healthy, the health is the big thing, are Saquon and McCaffrey, because the way the game is played today, I can do anything
but
I need.
I don't live
dudes.
In that world. I live but in reality. I live in right
saying.
Now. The best ability
so let me
is
ask,
available.
Okay, so
and
let me
I'm a huge Saquon Barkley fan.
Let me
I
ask
seem
you.
To see it.
Let me ask. This is what I want to get to. Is Saquon, the only thing I really care about is Saquon because I'm a Giants fan. Is Saquon ever, do you think, physically going to be where he was before the injury?
I don't know. Ooh, I don't pray know so.
Because
I
if the so answer is yes, he could do better than 15 touchdowns and 2,000 all-purpose yards because he's going to have an offensive line now.
But here's the flip side of that. We got to remember now, let's not act like Brian Daboll when he was in Buffalo utilized his running backs. He didn't utilize his running backs like that.
It's true, but he can catch too.
But I understand that. But Brian Daboll in that offense, they're going to have to be committed to the run game, unlike they were in Buffalo.
Have water bugs in Buffalo.
Dalvin Cook is an interesting one, too. He's 94. He's fifth in Madden. Because when there's some guys, when they're on the field and your eyeballs are on them, you have to tell yourself, I know that he's not the number one guy in the game, but when I'm watching him, it's hard for me to imagine someone better than that.
Were you talking about Dalvin Cook?
Yeah.
Well, Dalvin Cook, I will say this. Dalvin Cook has missed over 20-plus games
same thing,
career.
Injury.
But you look at his numbers, when you look at Alvin Kamara, you look at Nick Chubb, the numbers are still the same, and he's doing it in the pass game as well. So I look at myself, I'm like, okay, if this guy would have never gotten hurt or missed 20-plus games, his numbers would surpass all these guys.
Plus, it feels like for Dalvin Cook, there's so much pressure on him to be that elite level because Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, but he's decent. Kirk isn't going to be next level. So the only way Kirk looks better is if Dalvin and the run game are elite.
I agree with you. And that run game came from that Shanahan tree. And then they have O'Connell now, who came from the Rams as their offensive coordinator. So I think it's going to be even better. And I heard a guy the other day, I was on radio, he was talking about, well, the Vikings offensive line is terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you sit up here and say they're terrible, but when Dalvin Cook's not in the game, Alexander Mattison comes in and he has production. Mm-hmm. So I don't buy that.
I'm looking at McCaffrey. Like, the reason he's still ranked high, just like I said about Saquon, only he hasn't been even as hurt as Saquon.
Oh, I mean, he's ranked high because in Madden, he's a beast.
Almost 1,400. When he's healthy, he's a beast. Guys, in 2019, almost 1,400 yards.
Talking about Saquon?
No. Now I'm talking about McCaffrey. Oh. Almost 1,400 yards rushing, 1,387, and 15 TDs. And then receiving another 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns. You add it up, you're talking about 2,400 yards almost with 19 TDs. I'm sorry. He's better than all these dudes if he's healthy.
But that's the thing, if, though, Max. But in the last 2 years, he's played 10 games. The Carolina Panthers had one of the worst offensive lines in football last year. Now, granted, they drafted Ekwonu. They upgraded their offensive line. But at the same time, when you look at their first 7 games of the season, they're playing against New Orleans defensive line. They're playing against the Cleveland Browns, who were 5th defensively overall. They're going against the Rams. They're going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're going to sit up here and tell me that a new revamped offensive line is going to fare up against those defensive lines that I just mentioned?
And I mean, really, when we talk about running backs, I hate to say this. I want running backs to get paid. I actually think there should be an exception in the CBA running backs don't count against the cap or something like that because they're getting so jobbed. Yeah. But it never pays to pay your running back. Gurley's contract was a mistake. McCaffrey's contract was a mistake. Zeke's contract was a mistake. Show me a running back where the contract wasn't a mistake once they're off their rookie deal. One of the reasons you could actually argue you can draft them up high is because they hit the ground running.
It's not a mistake. Yeah.
They hit the ground running, literally, right? And you get elite production for the first 5 years of their career, and then you can move on.
Well, just to break down the obvious, too, this Madden ranking is based upon a Madden everybody's going to be available.
Right.
But I will say this.
Right, so injury, all the time. Yeah.
That's why you have a guy like Kyle Shanahan who's not going to draft running backs high because he believes in the system that he can just plug in a free agent, a guy in the 7th round, and they're going to have
production. Nick Chubb went in the 2nd round. Nick Chubb's as good as anyone went in the 2nd round.
Derrick Henry went in the 2nd round.
Yeah, Derrick Henry went in the 2nd round. We're talking about Derrick Henry. Aaron Rodgers can get the Packers to the Super Bowl without a number one receiver. We're playing Take It or Shake It next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Take it or shake it is brought to you by Grainger. All right, Pat. Or no, Shannon. Who's doing this? Shannon, are you doing it?
Yes, I am.
Shannon, do it. This is our
Speak
newly
up,
minted
Shannon.
Producer. Shannon.
Speak up, Shannon.
All right, here we go. Take it or shake it. I'm going to give you guys a hot take. You got to tell me if you're willing to take it or shake it. Easy Ooh. Enough. Okay. Here we
well,
go.
I'll tell you what, Shannon. Well,
a lot of energy like that, right?
Yeah, see how
like
you it. Got Ooh. The job. I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely. That's a full bottle of coffee here. That's and take it or shake it.
Full bottle of coffee. I never heard bottle of coffee.
I have it in a pink hydro flask over there. Absolutely.
Pink hydro flask.
It was my daughter's. All right, moving on. All right, here we go. Take it or shake it is brought to you by Grainger. Let's get into it. We're going to start with baseball and Max. The Mets have a better shot of reaching the World Series than the Yankees.
Shake it.
Shake
that
shake
all day
it.
Long.
Somebody else.
Yankees have better starting pitching. The Yankees have a better bullpen. The Yankees have a better lineup. And the Yankees play defense, too. They're also a deeper team. They have the best record in the league. They're better.
Yeah, I'm going to shake this one. And when I look at the Mets, look at the Braves being in that division. You also look at the Dodgers in the National League as well. I think they're going to stumble upon that. I actually think the Braves are going to come back and win that division. So I'm going to shake that one.
I'll
He's
shake
a
it.
Mets fan.
Yeah, I'll shake it. I hate it. I mean, we're going to take
like
up DeGrom back
picture.
Soon. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think Max is correct.
Yeah. DeGrom is the best pitcher in baseball if he's healthy.
Yeah,
but
still dealing with soreness, though.
Can't stay
he
healthy.
Return his pushback. That's killing me. Mm.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Jay, I'll start with you with this one. Aaron Rodgers can get the Packers to the Super Bowl without a number one receiver.
I think when I hear people talk about all the things that number 12 can do, I am not remiss. He is a special individual talent, maybe one of the best talents game of football has ever seen from the quarterback position. I just think Jen Latta came on. See, I said it correctly, Pat Costello. Latta came on and broke down all their issues that they have as relates to their O-line, some other troubles. I don't see him being the single guy to bring them back to winning a Super Bowl. I see them falling short once again.
So
is that a shake it? A long way of saying me saying shake it.
Shake that, Joel.
I'm going to take it. Because I know Super Bowls are won with defense. And one of the things the Green Bay Packers have is a good defense. You look at every level from defensive line, linebacking core to secondary. They're one of the better defenses in the National Football League. They have two solid backs. I honestly believe that they're going to rely more so on that run game this year and let those young guys at the wide receiver position come along the way.
So you have them as a favorite over the Rams?
Actually, I don't.
Okay. I'm gonna shake it.
I don't. Actually, have them third right now in the AFC, but it's a possibility that could happen. Yes.
I'm gonna shake it for the same reason we're all really shaking it. Aaron Rodgers, I used to think of as a clutch player with the money on the line. He came through. He has fallen short in the clutch in the playoffs the last 2 years. Period. Period.
So they're winning the Super Bowl this year.
Period.
There it is. Max Kellerman has his new target. It was Tom Brady. And then it transitioned to Steph Curry. Now it's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sorry.
The Packers are going to win the Super Bowl.
You know what Max Kellerman does?
Because of you, Max.
I'm referring to myself in the third person. Max Kellerman.
You always do.
Observes and reports. Observes and then tells the truth that other people don't want to say.
No, we've been
Aaron
saying
Rodgers
that.
Aaron Rodgers has choked under pressure in
that.
The playoffs.
You're not the first one to say
I
that.
I was, but the other people have said it since me. Now I'm saying it again. I'm sorry. He used to be clutch. He has not. Now, does that mean... Does that really, what a lot of people would say is that means that it's not repeatable. Sometimes guys come through, sometimes they don't. But some guys seem to come through consistently when it matters most, and that has not been Aaron Rodgers recently. Hasn't been.
Yeah, he lost to Jimmy G twice.
Twice.
Ugh.
All right, moving on.
Are you looking at me?
It's your fault. it's all your fault.
You guys both looking at me like, what?
All right, Max, here we go. Kevin Durant will be a member of the Brooklyn Nets when the season starts. You going to take that?
Take it.
More I
look at this, the more I believe what people are saying.
What did I say? No, not people. Me.
people. I'm trying to think of who.
Give
you know what?
I'm gonna call
Diana Russini and see if she can tell me, remind me who it is. I'm not sure.
That's the way you confirm it on this.
So maybe he really just wanted to get rid of Kyrie, and he doesn't. They have the kind of relationship where he can't look Kyrie in the eye and say, Kyrie, I don't want you to be here. Right? It would be too. So he has to go about it another way. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm recklessly speculating.
I will take it. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, if you cannot find a trade partner that gives you more in return for Kevin Durant, can't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Cannot do it.
Whatever you could get for Kyrie plus KD and Ben Simmons and Joe Harris and Seth Curry, they could win the championship this year.
Say running back, last dance.
Yes.
Yeah, what can you get for, even if Kyrie is badly devalued, you're still going to get some good stuff for him. The dude's a baller.
Yeah, but I don't want Russell Westbrook for Kyrie.
No.
I don't want
good stuff.
Wow.
I'm gonna take it as
well.
Wow. Well, Westbrook had a bad season.
Yeah, bad.
And he has a bloated contract. I get it. Benny's an expiring contract. And so the Nets need a couple of nights. They need Brogdon and someone else. And like what the Celtics just got. Yeah.
I'm taking it. If it's taking this long to find a suitor for a guy like Kevin Durant, who a lot of people think is the best player in basketball. Him and Giannis, one or two, you can pick whoever you want to pick. But at the same time, I like the simple fact that if these guys can run it back for one more year, I just don't see how they can't work it out just one more year.
Gotta try.
A lot of personality in that locker room.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. It's brought
Jay's
to you.
Angry
presented
texts right now from everyone in Brooklyn. Good. Yeah.
Okay. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. And once again, we are playing Take It or Shake It with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is always there to help. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. And the final Take It or Shake It for you guys today, Max Kellerman looks like Iceman in Top Gun when he wears his aviators.
If he has a clean shave, and if we stay on this diet, we're there.
No, you know, I can't do the clean shave for two reasons. I don't do the clean shave for two reasons. One, I have a scar on my lip from an accident when I was a kid.
Well, it's not about
the way it looks.
It's not
two,
that you can't. It's
two,
if you were to do it.
Two, there's a lot of nose coming at you when I have a clean shave. This kind of masks it, but when I have a clean shave, there's just a lot coming at you.
Well, it's not about you not liking having a clean shave. It's if you were to have a clean shave
and we're on the diet five months now, take it. Can we all
you
just agree that's a handsome man?
In an aviator costume, he looks like Iceman. I don't care what anybody says.
Take it!
I don't know. Val Kilmer's cool. I liked him in Real Genius. That was a good movie.
Who else was in Real Genius? You always say Aaron Rodgers. I don't really see Aaron
Rodgers.
People tell me he just
put the pressure on A-Rod.
Aaron Rodgers is
your new
target.
People tell me. I don't say that. People tell me.
Who, Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, I've heard that one. I take that as a compliment.
I wanted to hype you up. That's not.
Yeah.
You don't look anything
like. But he looks like he could be a cousin. You know, you have certain people.
Cousin
you're in the same, you're the same species of people. You
who,
know what I mean?
Who else have you gotten?
When I was a kid, I used to get Nicolas Cage a lot.
Yeah, not anymore.
No?
No. No.
I think it's a compliment to them. How do you
Harry,
like
How
that?
About you, Harry?
Max no, who do you get?
Who have you got?
I get Kevin Hart and Chris Tucker a lot.
You get Kevin,
Kevin Hart. Hart and Chris Tucker?
Yes. My brother looks just like Chris
you
Tucker.
You get Kevin...
Chris Tucker is a great
Once
one.
Once they
Chris
put
Tucker's
on a little
a
weight.
One. Chris Tucker is a good one. Kevin Hart.
Keyshawn,
J.
Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Aaron Judge Talk coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.